100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call it the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for poor audio quality, whether it's this broken headset or some other issue. The topic for this week was Even in the Quietest Moments. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up is TJ. Let's hear your story, TJ. Come on, you know you want to share.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where I am in desperate need for a vacation, and so am taking one. And this is The Hacker. High school junior Skyler wished to know all that could be known. In his quietest moments, he wished to command the sum total of human experience. But he had to start somewhere. He'd programmed a string or two of code to resemble benign background garble that attached, he hoped discreetly, to social networking logins. He found the Wi-Fi hotspot at the mall to be fertile hunting ground. He tripped a few error messages along the way, but he was already able to view dozens of pages of people he didn't know and who'd never friended him. Next up, cell phones.
Thank you, TJ, and you've earned your vacation. After all, you've been up to your neck in all sorts of troubles, the most of which being water. Were they starting to build an ark? Are there actually two of everything in North Dakota that can be put in an ark? And say, what twos of things are in North Dakota that could be saved? I don't know. I don't know that part of the world. All I know of it is what you've taught me. Teach me more. Become the North Dakotapedia of the internet, I guess. All right, let's continue here. We've got somebody new. I'm not too sure what name to use for them, because if I use their real name, then it turns out that they're like, you know, they got this, their pen name. Oh, crap, I forgot to change that and forgot to say, and I should probably say in the promos, hey, give me a name to use. So I'm going to, based on your URL, I'm going to say Excentri. Okay, could be Excedrin. All right, Excedrin. I'm going to need an Excedrin after this. Eccentric Errant, Eccentries Rant, Eccentric Errant. Could be one of those. But what I do know is that you've sent in a story, but not a recording, which means the midget gets to read it for you.
Sometimes it isn't in the bright light of day that everything becomes clear. The truth lurks in the shadows, and it comes out at night. He has been fast asleep beside me, peaceful and serene, for the last hour. I almost didn't hear it, had it not been for the stillness surrounding us. Stella. Almost a whisper, barely audible even in the quietest moments like this. Stella. 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 A question and a name, but to which I don't and can't answer. He turns in his sleep. Throughout the night, my lips remain sealed, and my eyes wide open.
Thank you, Eccentris Rent, or Eccentric Rent, or something like that. I want to say your name, but I don't know whether it's right to say your name. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll call you Stella. Stella. Whatever your name may be, thank you for joining us. And I hope you stay with us, unlike all those other people that have joined and left. They don't love us. We're all a part of one big, happy family, not as happy as those nasty little escape pod artists. But no, we're different. We're short. We're crazy. We're to the point. We don't waste all that time with introductions and advertising and self-promotion. We just get right to it. We don't have the patience for that. Or the money. Next up is Guard 13007. Yes, we have someone stand guard over all of this. We have our own guards. We're very guarded. And what does Guard 13007 have? I hope I'm getting that number right. Hold on, let me check. And here, wait, carry the two. Yeah, that's right. Okay, here is the guard story. Let's hear what he's got to say.
I just wanted to let you know before I read the story that the McDonald's apple pie is horrible. The McFlurries are horrible. The snack wraps are horrible. I've never tried their coffee. I'm sure it's horrible, though. Even in the quietest moments. Tick-tock.
Uh-oh. That got cut off, didn't it? I really need to check these files before Sunday. Oh, no. All right. I guess I need to get the midget. Oh, dear. All right, one moment. Let me get him. Hold on. He's over here. All right, come on. You gotta read this real quick.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, all day long. The clock went on and on, slowly driving me insane, though it seemed quite inane. They asked what were wrong. It could not be too long, alone with that clock. It was quite a shock. Words meaningless I tried to write, try as I might. The words stayed dull. This I must mull. Even in the quietest moments, the clock still ticked, still talked. It whispers of things to do. The clock, talk, talk. It tells me many things. Tells me who to kill. Don't worry, it hasn't said your name yet today.
Thank you, Guard 13007, and sorry about the file. I really do need to check these before Sunday. I keep saying that. I've been saying that for, 272 weeks. Oh well, that's what the midget is for. Emergencies. Speaking of emergencies, how about an emergency with Zackman? I wonder what kind of emergency he's bringing up. I don't know, but in the quietest moments, you can hear his voice in your head.
None of us knew what would happen with the computer implants. I wish I had stayed reluctant to become a first adapter. Everyone thought the company was above board until the tower sent a signal that made everyone with an implant walk to the nearest manufacturing plant of Future Now Robotics Company, making them become zombie-like workmen, unknowingly making weapons for the robot wars. Thank God the Air Force blew up the transmission tower. Now, even in the quietest moments, I can still hear the call. The call of evil, calling me into the dark. The call of the Computer King.
Ooh, the Computer King. I wonder what he's up to. He's probably asleep. Well, I'm working on this. Actually, it's almost seven. It's almost seven. I got an early start at 5, goofed around, had some garlic and cheese sandwiches, and then realized, ooh, I can write something. And then I said, oh, wait, I gotta get the podcast done. And I'm just waiting for Central Market to open up, because I'm going to go up there. Although I do need Excedrin and Dayquil. The sinus stuff is, you know, the throbbing nastiness is gone, but I'm still just, I'm not 100%. And it's got to be the, you know, the drought and the this and the that, and maybe my diet or something. I don't know. I'm still around 190 pounds. So I think this is where I'm at. I may be mission accomplished. I don't know. I'm off meds, I'm off this, I'm off that. I'm doing walks, but not crazy walks. So it's like, okay, I think I'm there. Although I've got to stay fit for the rest of my life. Well, until, you know, the last minute when it probably did. Oh. Speaking of a story at the last minute, we have one here from Tom. There may be some audio distortion. Please, adjust your headset. It is a problem with your system, with your iPhone or whatever. If this doesn't come through clear, please take it in for service and insist that they fix it until the point where this becomes clear.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and tonight's story is called Clueless. I suffer from ringing in the ears. Even in the quietest moments, it rumbles on like a distant school bell, never stopping, never dropping below a whisper. When people call for a moment of silence, they experience a pool of empty calm, a meditative state that somehow triggers an incoming flow of ethereal bliss. What I get is effectively the volume turned up to 9. All I can do is tough it out, fill 60 seconds with a blinding rotation of random thoughts, happy for the returning flood of world noise that masks the ringing. My world has no silence.
Thank you, Tom. Next up, let's see, who is next up? I need to write down a schedule here. Oh, Fricker is back, or Tarouza Biter Vince, or I don't know. We'll find out what name he's writing under as soon as I play this once again. I need to listen to these before I do the show, even though it loses that spontaneity thing, and maybe I need an assistant. Come here, Mist. Come here, little girl. No, come here. No, quit. She's asleep on a bar stool. Kitty paws facing me. Come on, baby. Wake up. Wake up. Nope. She's just going to sit there. Stupid cat.
Hello, this is Vinny T, and here's my 100 Word Stories weekly challenge for week number 272 with a topic of Even in the Quietest Moments. The title of my story is A Noisy Silence. I have found that even in the quietest moments, when all that surrounds us has been silenced, there are so many other things still clamoring for our attention. It's those noisy little things that we tend to push to the back of our thoughts, thinking that we can deal with them at another time. They never go away. They just sit there, making their presence known, even in our quietest of moments. So put down that cell phone, close that lid on the laptop, and go take care of the little things. And your next quiet time will be truly quiet.
Ah, all those electronics disrupting the silence. The silence. We need the silence. However, I will not be silent in saying thank you. What was her name this week? Vinny T. Need a scorecard to keep up. Oh, well. Thank you. Next up is Norval Joe. He takes his time to craft every word by hand. No, by foot. And he uses finger paint, except he puts it on his feet. He smears it on the sidewalk, and then he takes a photo, and then a bunch of photos, and strings them together, and runs them through a translator, and sometimes he plays hopscotch, and who knows what the hell. I have no idea what you're writing. How do you people write your stories? I probably asked this several times, and I've forgotten each time. I ask these questions, and then I don't follow up on them. Like the interview thing? Guard sent in a clip with an interview thing. I don't know, I don't feel like interviews. I've changed my mind. I change my mind all the time. Maybe that's why people leave. Oh, you're changing your mind. I'm just so sick of it. I'm going over to Drabblecast. also. Here we go with Norval Joe of Flying Island Press.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 272 with the prompt of Even in the Quietest Moments. So here's my story. Flypaper boy lay on his bunk, fully dressed, still unwilling to believe he was in prison. Vinyl man, just a few feet below on the bottom bunk, wheezed and rasped in the depths of sleep. "He's asleep," he muttered. Even in the quietest moments, when other criminals snoozed soundlessly, the boy couldn't stop his racing thoughts. "This can't be happening," he thought for the thousandth time. "I'm one of the good guys." "It's under the porch," Vinyl man said between snores. "I buried the money under the old woman's house." Suddenly, the situation seemed much brighter to the boy. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yes, much brighter. Thank you, Norval Joe. We have one more story this week. I'm sure you know who it's from. I hope you can put up with it. I know I'm having a hard time dealing with it, but that's okay. That's okay. He comes here every week, and then you know what happens. Oh well. Off in the distant reaches of space, we point. We point our telescopes, frustrated that we are no longer sending people out into space, just signals, signals. But every now and then, if you listen carefully, you hear Planet C.
Even in the quietest moments, you have to keep your guard up. The mad mathematicianess, Lisa Common Denominator, is always scheming, plotting. We allow no paper in her cell, no writing implements, not even chalk. We cannot risk it. However, she still manages to swipe materials and use her blood, a check on which she's added zero and 0 cents. No change there. A timer on which she's added zero from 30 seconds to 3 minutes. 6 times longer, not 10. Calendar on which she's added zero. July 40th? The prison walls rumble, and then I hear the sirens. Escape.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about the topic, Even in the Quietest Moment. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, a text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. But not a poll. WordPress 3.2 and the polling plugin don't seem to be very friendly. Oh well. Until next week, when the topic will be, well, pick two from the list. Go to the website for the list. This is Lawrence Simon, saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.